This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. One of my favorite writers out yonder in the world today, and I get to see his stuff at Ammo Land, and now he comes on the show on a regular basis, is a guy named Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, there you go. Okay. So, let's get right into this because you had an instance. I've been asking this question myself for a long time because I fully believe that if you do the crime and you do the time and you pay your debt to society, it becomes a sort of a moral question for me whether or not you have a right to self-defense or if you're consigned to death. And you found an instance where somebody went against what I would think would be the norm mindset. Here, back in August, this was with a gentleman named DeMarco Williams.
That sounds right.
Yeah. So tell me about that. Tell me what you found in that. And did it go, I mean, how do you feel about that? Do you think if somebody does the time the crime?
Even if you're a convicted felon,
right,
you have a right to defend your life. And I think that there should be a pathway for felons to regain their right to keep and bear arms. Now, obviously, they lose it at a point because we can't allow them to have weapons in prison.
Sure.
So between that and between just saying everybody gets the right back immediately after leaving prison, which hasn't been that way for a long time, there could be some intermediate way, you know, show that you're nonviolent. And the court have ruled recently that there probably should be a way for people who've been nonviolent felons, you know, somebody who got a bad check or, did some check kiting back 30 years ago and has led an upstanding life since then. Now, that's not the case in what we're talking about.
Right.
In what we're talking about, the fellow was convicted, I think it was of a drug offense, a couple of years before, and then he got involved into a serious altercation and ended up shooting someone in self-defense.
Right.
And they ruled that he, the case came out, I believe, went to a jury. Now, correct me if I'm wrong here. And they said, yes, it was self-defense. But in the meantime, they had stopped him in a vehicle, did a search of the vehicle, and they found a gun in the vehicle. And they said, well, you're a convicted felon, so they revoked his parole, and he ended up spending a considerable couple months in jail in the meantime. So it's a fairly complicated case, but I see a fair number of these where people use a weapon in self-defense, and they're acquitted or found not guilty of, the self-defense case. You know, they're saying it was legitimate self-defense and not just an assault or a murder. But then they say you're a convicted felon, and you can't have a firearm while a convicted felon. So they convict them on possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and you know they can get a year in jail, 6 months, whatever. So I'd like to see a reform where if you have been convicted, especially of relatively nonviolent felonies, that you have a simple, easy path to follow. You know,
right.
Not just that a judge gets to make the decision, which is a travesty in the law, in my opinion, but say, you know, okay, you've gone 5 years. You haven't committed any crimes. You aren't convicted of domestic violence. You've been self-supporting. Now you can put an application before the judge, and if they verify these facts, you then, you know, maybe have a probationary period. You can now have a shotgun in your house for 2 or 3 years, and we'll see how that works out.
Right.
You know, there's many ways this could be done to honor our Second Amendment and the right to bear arms, that get to the point where where it's recognized that everybody has a right to self-defense. Now, some people say, well, if we don't trust them enough to have a gun, then we should lock them up. But the problem with that is, if we take all the prohibited offenders out there who are out on parole from violent crimes and lock them up in prison, it gets extremely expensive.
Right.
And so often these times these people are out on parole, and part of their parole says you can't have a gun or you can't have a firearm, you can't access firearms. And so if it's on parole, it's part of a legitimate punishment system, and I don't believe that it would be useful to just lock all those people up. So does that explain where I'm coming from on this?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It's definitely something that has to be done on a case-by-case basis, isn't it?
And there was another case just recently where a woman, she was found to have acted in self-defense in a case, but she had I think it was a marijuana possession and possession with intent to distribute a couple of years earlier, and they prosecuted her for a felon in possession of a firearm as well. So these happen with a fair amount of regularity. But I'm also seeing that juries are willing to take into account, was it legitimate self-defense or not? They're not just saying, oh, they're a felon, we're not going to believe them.
Well, I mean, and does this create precedent for this kind of thing?
There are some cases out there. I'm going to say the Fifth Circuit is one, but you know, don't hold me to that. I'd have to look them up. But there's, I believe, two cases in different circuits where appellate courts have said, you know, look, these guys committed a crime a long time ago. One of them was a nonviolent crime, I recall that. And then there's been a couple of cases on mental, whether you've been committed to a mental institution involuntarily. And again, that covers such a wide variety of cases.
Yeah.
You know, somebody could be feeling suicidal and they put him in a mental institution for a day or two and he's lost his right to defend himself for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
It seems a little excessive.
Yeah.
So there are a couple of, like I said, at the appellate level court cases. I'm sorry, I can't give you the names right off the bat.
That doesn't
matter. Pointing in that direction.
it's the policies that matter.
Judge Kavanaugh becomes Justice Kavanaugh, you know, we might see the Supreme Court saying, yes, we need to set up some kind of a system that beyond just saying, well, the governor can always pardon somebody.
Yeah.
Well, I met one guy out of all the people I've taught, and he was a federal crime. I think something to do with cars, stolen cars, interstate or something like that. Anyway, he had actually gotten a presidential pardon and could could possess firearms with it.
Let me get you to hold at the presidential pardon if I can. We'll be right back. My guest is Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Dean Weingarten, one of my favorite writers and columnists out there. Big writer at Ammo Land. Where else does your stuff show up, Dean?
Oh, well, definitely I'm interested in and write quite a bit about homemade guns, including the new phenomena, 3D printed guns. I write quite a bit about bear or animal attacks. And, of course, I write a lot about the court cases and the Second Amendment.
Sure.
So those are some of the things I've done. And I'm working at, I think, quite successfully, becoming the American authority on gun laws and what's happening with guns in Australia.
Yeah, you're spending a lot of time over there doing that field research, aren't you?
I am. And, yeah. You know, I did a little, while we were on break, I took a look at court cases, and I found it's a district court. It wasn't the appeals court in the Southern District of Illinois, which is the Seventh Circuit. And they, so it's not as precedential as the appellate court.
Right.
But they had someone who had been convicted of, let's see, what was the exact charge? I think giving false information to the railroad retirement system.
Sure.
Which was a felony. And he was convicted of that, but served no jail time. And he lost his Second Amendment rights. And he went to court and said, hey, I want to exercise Second Amendment rights. I don't think this conviction from many years ago should hold me back. And the court agreed with him and said, if the government didn't think it was important enough to lock you up, then you certainly shouldn't have lost your Second Amendment rights for that.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that one.
So,
I would tend to agree with
that. Interesting, you know, basis. So I think we'll see reform eventually. It depends on, you know, maintaining the Constitution, the Second Amendment, rule of law. All those things are under attack. What we see is that the people who want a disarmed population are trying to salami slice the Second Amendment into oblivion.
Yeah.
And they do this by continually adding more infringements. And they say, oh, that's not an infringement. Well, if we say that any felony whatsoever forbids you or disqualifies you from having a firearm for the rest of your life, well, that can disqualify a lot of people. We only, back when the Constitution was written, there were only 8 felonies. Now we have so many felonies on the books that some experts say an ordinary person can't go through a day without committing 3 felonies, whether they want to or not. And that's exactly what we see in this persecution of President Trump, is if you dig hard enough and far enough on anybody who's been active, you can find things to charge them with.
Sure.
And so that renders this whole idea of a felon versus not felon kind of moot. And instead of prosecuting a crime, prosecutors go after the man they want to get. And it's, you know, I think it was maybe Beria in the old Soviet Union under Stalin who said, give me the man, I'll find the crime.
Yeah. Do you think it's sort of an exclusionist ID politics they're trying to practice? I mean, they tried to do it where they developed a veterans only prohibited persons list. If you were a veteran and you had you didn't manage your benefit somebody saw fit, they then all of a sudden you couldn't buy a gun.
It's a combination of things. One is that they believe that just the less people who can have guns, the better. So they'll go after any restrictions they can. Look at how many people were caught up in the misdemeanor crime of domestic violence and how widely and that was interpreted for a long time.
Right.
In Arizona for a while, If you criminally trespassed on your uncle's land, that was domestic violence. You know, the way that the statutes were interpreted. I think we're finally going back the other way. You know, we're trying to get some reasonableness in this, but we have to fight for it. And they really just want to keep making it harder the other for anyone to own a gun. And then the other side of this is it's a very subtle, chilling, sort of almost a low-level terror tactic, whereas people who treasure their right to self-defense and guns say, oh, I better not do anything. I better not step out of line. I better not say anything. They'll come after me, and I'll lose my right.
Yeah.
I see a lot of people with courage that say, I'm not going to allow them to intimidate me that way. But if you read much on Internet forums, there's a percentage of people that say, oh, don't make them mad. Don't make them mad. They'll just take away more of our rights.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they certainly would try. I mean, they're always wanting to make a list. If you're on the unknown, how would they even know if you are on the no-fly list since that's never been published?
Well, you're not allowed to. The government would know because they have the people. So what they would see, what they want to do is to incorporate the government list of no-fly into the list of prohibited possessors.
Right.
As accessed by the FBI when they do a background check.
Right.
So that's the way they would tend to do it. Now, Alan Corwin is a good friend of mine, and he suggested an opposite approach of the way we are currently doing things.
We got about a minute left. We got about a minute left.
Okay, now we tell people, if you, we'll check and see if you're allowed to have a gun. He says, publish the list of prohibited possessors and let anybody check it and see if they're allowed to, if they should be selling a gun to that person. It's an inverse of what we're doing now.
What do they call that one?
I know it's bids.
Bids. That's it. Yeah. I've seen that. I think they should do that because then.
Right. We should be presumed to be innocent, not presumed to be guilty.
Right. So I think that way, if you're not on the bids list as somebody who can't buy a gun, then there's no need for a background check, right?
That's right.
There you go. Instant background check, if you will. Now, for those of you that want to hear, I mean, you can find a whole lot of this stuff at a website called AmmoLand.com. Go into all contributors. Go look for Dean Weingarten, WeingarTen. And go look at his stuff. You'll love the stuff. When we get back, we're going to go somewhere where only he writes. So stay tuned for that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Florence is now a Category 3 hurricane as it approaches the East Coast. As of earlier this afternoon, the storm was just about 430 miles southeast of Wilmington, North Carolina, moving at 16 miles an hour. The center of the storm looks to be approaching the coast of North or South Carolina, with hurricane warnings in effect Thursday and Friday. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper said he talked to President Trump.
He promised to help He said that the federal government would be there for North Carolina, and we're certainly going to depend on that.
Apple's annual September press conference kicked off Wednesday at the Steve Jobs Theater with none other than Steve Jobs.
This is iPhone XS. It is the most advanced iPhone we've ever created.
The cost of that XS, $999. Apple also introduced a new updated Apple Watch. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Coming to you live from the AR500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Walk and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, writer, instructor. And now we're going to go where most people don't go. Dean, why does it seem to me like there's more animal attacks on people than... Is it because... of the interwebs, and I can see it more often than I used to? Is there more frequency of this happening now?
Well, it's a combination of things. I would say you can see it a bit more, but you see it a bit more because it's happening more. And it's, in my opinion, it's happening more because we have stopped hunting the big predators. Hunting for mountain lions, for example, was outlawed in California. I think it was about 1980 or so.
Right.
Maybe a little before that. They're talking about outlawing it at other places. We've reduced the hunting on bears, but I think the New Jersey governor just stopped a bear season in New Jersey, even though they have considerable problems with black bears in New Jersey. We've changed our whole attitude. When the
right.
Europeans came to this continent, everybody, whether it was, you know, somebody from England or from France, or somebody who came over across the land, ancestors came across the land bridge, they all agreed that the big predators were dangerous. And that in order to keep yourself safe, you at the minimum had to have weapons. And as European improved weapons, guns, and steel traps and things happened, we were able to reduce the numbers of big predators and reduce the dangers until we eliminated them from much of the lower 48. But now we have regulated the hunting so much, and there's so many people have been indoctrinated in what I call Disneyfication, a cartoonish view of what big predators are and how they act.
Right.
So that a lot of the large predators, like bears and mountain lions and now increasingly wolves, people don't see them as a threat, and in fact will go to great lengths to denigrate and go after anybody who says they can be a threat. So they have become acclimated in many instances to humans, and eventually that makes them dangerous, because since they don't see humans as dangerous, eventually they may see humans as a food source.
Right. Now, like I think I just saw today on Fox News where some woman that went missing in Oregon, she was attacked and killed by a mountain lion. Here in South Carolina, they tell us we don't have mountain lions. Except for that one that crossed the road in front of me one 4 a.m. when I was a donut delivery guy. And it was either a mountain lion or the biggest house cat with the longest tail.
Yeah. We've seen mountain lions where we have proof, either of dead mountain lions or mountain lions on a camera.
Right.
The Department of Natural Resources in all those states almost always say, well, it's just a fluke. It was somebody's pet that escaped, or it's a far-ranging male looking for a territory, but we really don't have any population of them. And they routinely get proved wrong again and again, eventually.
Here in South Carolina, we've had we've had them walk up on trail cameras and look at the trail camera, and the game wardens go, no, that's not real.
I had my cousin, I'll have to say, I had a funny personal experience. I won't give her name. She has a really lovely recreational cabin on one of the beautiful lakes in northern Wisconsin, not very far, a few miles from where I grew up. And I was talking to her one day, and she said, yeah, we were going back to our cabin one night, and we saw two young bobcats in the headlights. It was exciting. And I said, well, what did they look like? Could you describe them to me? Well, they're big cats. They're kind of tawny colored with a long tail and a black tip on the end. Anybody who doesn't know, that's a good description of a young mountain lion.
Yeah. Of the predators that are out there now, which are the ones that are coming up on civilization the most often? And with the greatest frequency?
Well, the most instances we see are bears. There's just a lot of black bears out there. And black bears, frankly, are mostly they'll run away from people. It's when they start getting used to people and associating people with food that they really become a problem. So I'd say bears are the biggest problem right now.
How many people are now, as far as dealing with a bear, okay, we got about 3 minutes in this segment. As far as dealing with a bear, if it's going to be a handgun, what do you recommend?
Well, I've accumulated some statistics trying to get every attack, a bear attack, where somebody had a handgun and attempted to defend themselves with it. And I'm the latest iteration I gave of that was there were 37 attacks, and handguns were effective 97% of the time. There was only one handgun one incident out of those 37 where somebody had a .357. It doesn't sound like they were trying to hit the bear very hard, but they were attacked, and they never shot the bear, and I would say that the handgun was not effective in defending in that case. But it ranges from 9mm all the way up.
Yeah.
If I had to pick one, I'd probably pick either the 10mm Magnum because of a lot of capacity, or the 44 Magnum, not 10 Magnum, 10mm auto.
Right.
Or the 44 Magnum. The 44s, those were 12 of those 37 instances, and they were all effective. So that'd be the one caliber if I was going to. But if you have a 9mm, use it.
Yeah.
Four cases where it was effective.
Yeah. The 10 millimeter is one that I have looked at, and I'm thinking about having another one here shortly. So, but I've been thinking about that with that very – now, as a shot, if you're out there in the woods and you're carrying a shotgun, what kind of a load is going to work against a bear? Which I'm going to presume if it works against a bear, it will work against anything below a bear. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay.
Most people will ask shotgun and slug. 12-gauge, I don't think it matters whether it's a 20-gauge or a 12-gauge. If you got a slug, it'll work. So that's if you're going to carry a shotgun for self-defense against bears, use slugs.
Yeah. The part that bothers me most about it is the way the local governments, especially around here, say there's no mountain lions. And I guess it's going to take a death or killing a mountain lion while trying to kill somebody for them to get to say, oh, that was a mountain lion. They told us there wasn't none of these here.
I've been surprised. We're getting more and more aggressive mountain lions. Usually they're a young male looking for a territory that's hard up trying to find food and decides that humans might be food. But just this last year, I wrote about two instances, one in Iowa, I believe, and the other one in New Mexico, where people were out hunting. There was another one in New Mexico about 2 years previous, where a 12-year-old girl shot a mountain lion that was stalking her. I think the distance was 8 feet. So there are a few cases. Now,
we're about to run out of time.
These are unusual, but they do happen. So be aware when you're out in the woods.
Yes, and be prepared when you're out in the woods, too, so that you don't become a statistic. And Dean doesn't write about you, because Dean will write about you if something to be gleaned from your mistake. Yeah. Hopefully you'll be around for the interview.
Exactly.
All right. So we're coming up. We're going to finish the talk out with Mr. Weingarten when we get back. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal, will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. One more time, let me just caution everybody that going forward, I don't know what this storm is going to do as it comes into my state. We're expecting that they're going to be shutting down certain power stations near the coast that are designed like Fukushima or something like that. I'm already seeing a bunch of people buying water and everything like it's the apocalypse, so I don't know if we're going to see blackouts, internet outages, or whatever. I will be here as often as I can for the rest of this week. Be advised. And having said that, let's go back to Dean Weingarten one more time. Dean, what kind of gun do you carry? I've never asked you that.
I normally carry a Glock 17.
Yeah?
Yeah, which is a 9mm.
Full size. Surface gun.
Yeah. You know, I think it's proven itself to be extremely reliable, reasonably
yes.
accurate. And, you know, you have 17 rounds in, or 16, I normally carry in a magazine, which probably is enough. I used to carry spare magazines, but then I figured that 16 rounds is probably enough.
Well, you know.
Enough, at least enough to get back to a rifle.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, isn't it? For most gun instructors, for most instructors that are talking about, well, you know, the real guns are in the car because the real guns are the rifles. The handgun is really sort of a, not exactly, it's like a half measure. It's the thing that you can put in your pocket, sort of, isn't it?
It's because it's handy to carry around.
Right.
And you can conceal it. So there's a lot of advantages to handguns. Looking at, when we're talking about bear tax and tie that into carrying handguns, what we found is that there's a study out there, one of the early ones on the efficacy of firearms and bear attacks in Alaska. I think Stephen Herrero and Tom Smith. I disagreed with their methods. I think I'd have to call comparing that study to bear spray, which they have done, is junk science, because they didn't use the same criteria for deciding
right.
whether or not it was a successful defense with bear spray and with guns. So, but, and they won't release their data, which is a big problem in any scientific paper. But even they, in that study, they found that handguns had 84% efficacy, whereas rifles and shotguns, and I think it was about 50% efficacy. It was much lower. And the problem was, without looking at their actual cases, I can't tell you for certain. My hypothesis is that people out in the Alaskan bush often carry a rifle or a shotgun slung. And if it's slung, when a bear comes at you, you know, it may be too hard to get at. Whereas a handgun in a holster is handier and meant for drawing relatively quickly. And also, if you get hit by a bear or whatever, and the handgun's in a holster, you can still get at it.
Right.
Or you can effectively handle a handgun with one hand, where you can't handle a rifle or a shotgun with one hand very well. And a rifle or shotgun is easily knocked away by a bear that's, you know, trying to eat you or disable you or maul you or whatever they want to do at that particular moment.
Right.
So I think that's what explains why handguns are more effective in the statistics than rifles or shotguns. Now, if you're just looking to shoot a bear, hunting them, yeah, you're way better off with a rifle or maybe a shotgun. I'd take a good-sized rifle. But if you're defending yourself, it's a completely different dynamic. You're not going after the bear to try to get them. You're worried about the bear coming after you.
Right. So
that's a totally different dynamic.
Okay. This part, I'm dying to get into this just because I'm so intrigued by the, and I'm sort of taking a step away because I'm normally an AR pump shotgun type dude, you know. I like the modern self-defense weapon. I'm sort of wanting to, if I start going into the woods again, I'm sort of thinking about a 10mm handgun with a lever action rifle as some sort of a, and simply because of its size.
Well, you know, I like lever actions. I grew up with Savage 99, killed my first deer with a 99, and all of them, they're wonderful rifles. But, you know, frankly, there's a lot of all kinds of different rifles. That, you know, if you want a pump action, I've often thought that it may, for somebody who doesn't want a lot of guns, the whole Remington series of pump actions, you can get their pump action 22, pump action shotgun, the 870, pump action rifle, I think it's the 760, let's see, is that right, or the 40? The one's semi-automatic, the other's pump. And they all have controls that are the same. So
right.
You know, that's a viable alternative for somebody who wants a limited variety or only has money for a limited variety of guns. But just about any rifle that has multi-shot capacity is probably going to be sufficient for defense against the bear in the woods. And when I'm up in northern Wisconsin, I have family up there. It's where I grew up. When I'm up there, well, of course, I normally carry anyway, but I always carry a gun in the woods just because the black bear population has gotten so large.
Right.
And because the wolf population is increasing now rather significantly. You don't expect to get attacked by a wolf or a bear. It's very unlikely. At the same time, it's unlikely to get attacked by a human up there when you're out in the woods. But stuff happens, and, you know, I've been in places where I'd happen across a black bear not too far from me. Most of the time, they run away, which is perfect.
But ideal, right?
You get these situations where bears have been fed by people. And the classic saying now is a fed bear is a dead bear, because they get acclimated to people, they associate people with food, and then, you know, you start getting in a dicey situation. And, you know, with black bears, most of the attacks we see are what are called predatory attacks. That is, they decide your food and they stalk you. And it's the perfect situation, generally, to be able to defend yourself with a handgun.
Right.
But it isn't usually just a huge rush against you. You'll see them often close, staring at you like a cat looking at a bird. And if a bear is staring at you intently from a few yards away, you're in danger.
Yeah, you're on the menu, aren't you? What do you think about the scout rifle?
Oh, I love them, but I can't say I've had them. I just think the concept's a great concept.
I'm holding one as I'm speaking to you, and I mean, this is also the right size for, I actually have the ultimate scout rifle there, Dean. I've made mine into the, Jeff Cooper would be proud. I think Jeff Cooper would be proud. So,
I always like the idea of them in 308.
This one is in 308.
Round cartridge.
Yep.
Having a 5 or 10 round magazines, really nice.
Yeah.
I like that forward mounted scope and the idea of having a light rifle. But, you know, I think if you want one in 243, it'd make a good rifle, too. And some people, you know, go up to, well, I think he had a special 376 cartridge. I sometimes kick myself. I had a chance to buy one a few years back, and I didn't do it. But
if
that's the way
one.
With all of us. You know, there's always the one that got away.
If you get a hold of one, let me know, because you need to build the ultimate one, too. I've got this one is the ultimate scout. I would like to think that Jeff Cooper would look
how
at this and say,
"How much does it weigh?"
It weighs a little more than the scout. Okay, and I know this because the guy who used to make Jeff Cooper's slings has got his. I've got one of his slings on the gun, the original Rhodesian leather sling, and I sent him the same stock that I've got on mine, and he said it's a little heavier, but this is perfect ergonomically for the scout. So it's a little heavier than the ideal 7 pound gun. But it's quite manageable.
Yeah, which is
very ergonomic.
You got to work to meet that with a scope on it.
Yeah, well, I've just got a little red dot on it, a Sturka red dot.
Well, that's perfectly good. The only yours probably has a tritium element too, or something, so it doesn't necessarily have to have batteries.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. I don't know if it does or not, but that's beside the point. We're going to do this again with Dean on Wednesday of next week, so hopefully we don't get blown away and everything else. I don't anticipate it. I've got my scout rifle. We'll be here one way or the other. So I want to thank you for joining us this evening, sir.
Always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right. Like I said, hopefully back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.